You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas B'chukoi Sai, Tav Shepi Aleph. We just went through a very difficult week and wanted to give us a little bit of a nekuda that Rabbi Moshe Shapir Zatzal spoke about that relates to this Parsha, this week's Parsha, and relates to a little bit, to give us a little bit of a touch of how do we deal with tragedies in Am Yisrael. So let's start with the following. This week's parasha, the second parasha, is parasha B'chukoyse. And the parasha starts, B'chukoyse Telechu, B'chukoyse Tishmoyru, so then all the mitzvahs will all the schar will happen. And what happens, B'chukoyse Lois Telechu, B'chukoyse Lois Tishmoyru, so then, it's going to be all the terrible things. In this week's parasha, we have 49 clothes, 49 curses. Rashi says, what does it mean, B'chukoyse Telechu? Because the Lechu means shetiyu ameilim b'toyru. You should toil in toyru. So first of all, why b'chukoy say telechu means toil in toyru? So that's already brought down. Chuka is lo shechakiko. Chuka means to engrave. So if you amu b'toyru, you're engraved in toyru. Toyru, the Torah is engraved in you. Okay? But still have to understand why we pick this lashon over here. Just say, in Batayot, you are mailing. You use Davka B'chukoyse. What's that? Second thing is I saw that, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Bergman brings the name of his Shver, the Rav Shach, that was asked, if B'chukoyse loyse leichu, if you're not going to be a mailing Batayot, you're not going to be toiling the dirt, didn't get all the clothes? So, Mishra, you don't get a lot of reward. Okay. But you get a curse for not being a mailing Batayot. I don't understand even the words over here. If so then you won't have, then you get all the terrible clothes. Let's try on that. And finally, how is this b'chukoyse telechu amida kedeged mido for all the rewards written in the Torah? And the flip side. So the rewards is the opposite. Why is that amida kedeged mido? Shmuel is giving us a lot of schar and good things. If you keep the Torah, if you're Amal B'Torah, you get the reward. I think it will be great in this world. If not, not. Why is that music in it? So really, that this is a symbol. Meaning, really, the Rambam addresses this right away. I'm trying to find out to open over here the Rambam, just so we can see it. But the Rambam is the one who really answers this question. And answers that this is really the understanding of what is all the reward, schar and oynish we're talking about over here. So the Rambam says, if we look at this, at what's going on over here, so, what is the schar of the oynish? We started talking about this a little bit last week. What is the ultimate reward in the world? The ultimate reward is Olam Haba. It's not this world. So that's part of the question. This week's parasha, Parshas B'chukoyse, the Kli Yarkov, I mentioned last week. Why don't we mention Olam Haba, the Torah? Why do you mention things? This whole parasha is talking about things that have to do with this world. You'll have rain. You'll have the fruits will grow. You'll conquer your enemies. You'll have a great world. That's not the ultimate reward. Last week, you spoke about one answer to this question that Maral brings, Leshem. But the Kli Yarkov's first answer is basically Rabbi Gilu right now. We're not talking about the reward. The reward, you don't want to write the reward in the Torah. So what is the reward? What Parshas B'chukoyse? What is it talking about? So the Rambam tells us, let's see if I can find right away the lashon over here. Rambam says that Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Tes. Ma'acha shenoida shebatatzcha shemitzah zatoivo shenizkelo. Says the reward that we're going to get, he chaya elo rabob. Let's keep a few words over here. Says chaya elo rabob. So, if that's the case, so what is all the things I mentioned over here? So he says, elakachu echuya. That's the echuya. Kol advar elakush bochu netel lanu toyu zetzachayim hi v'chol ha'isa kol akostu bo v'yeidu de'agmura v'choyna zoicha b'lchaya rabob. Person does Torah, gets the Bible. That's what he gets. Now, the feet go to the bayis of the chachmas to zoich. Torah Lama Abba. Says the Rambam, v'ftichan v'toyro. Shim na'ase oiso b'simcho v'tevez nepesh. If we'll do it with happiness, we'll do it willingly, we'll do it the way, right way. V'nege b'chachmas otomin. Remember this lesson. And we'll dwell in its chachma. She yasir mimenu kol advoim. We will remove all the obstacles of doing the tzitzis. Chayli, milchama, rav, everything. It will be penuyim, liu, chokhma, as a mitzvah. We'll be able to do it. And we'll take everything else. And then the rabbi says the flip side. If a person does not do the Torah, the mitzvah, so then this world will be a world that will not be a place that we can do it. As Akshbog will take away all the brachas, do all the clothes. What is the Rabbi saying? The Rabbi is saying that the idea of the schar in this world is not a schar. It's not a reward. It's a consequence. If you do the right thing, so the reward will come, will make it easier for you to do the Torah. If you're taking away from the Torah, so the world will be hard for you to keep the Torah. Simple understanding, we'll get into the moment to another aspect of it. Is the stack of Baraiso Barava, the Torah is the framework of the world. So if I'm in the Torah, the world works with it. If I'm not in the Torah, the world does not work with it. So the Dugma of Chayash Shulev is brought regarding something else. It's like a person puts a hand to the fire. He gets burned. Is that a punishment? Has he just got punished for putting his hand in the fire? No. It's a consequence. That's the mitzvah. That's the reality. If I put my hand in the fire, I get burned because that's what the world does. The world is a place where the Torah needs to be kept, says the Rambam. If you do it, the world will react in the right way. If not, the world will react the wrong way. And this is really the whole parsha. The whole parsha of Bechukosai is, if you can do the Torah, then the world will be good to you. It's a consequence of what you do. That's how the world operates. But if not, that. And in Mela, we can understand the questions that we asked. Because you have over here, why is the Mida connected to Mida? It's not a schar voidish. It's a result. The world is a place where the Torah needs to be kept, if it's kept. So the world, it's like as if you have the right environment for the world. It's not that. If a person is not Omo Batoiro, pshat is that he's not connected to the world. So he's not connected to Torah. He's not living a life of Torah. He's not toiling. Torah is not his life. She doesn't belong to the world where it operates. And that's why the Losh is B'chukoy Set Alechu. Because I want to tell you, that's the rules of the world. Chukish Shomayim V'aretz. Like Bris Yerim V'alayim, Chukish Shomayim V'aretz Osamti. It's the rules, the framework, the basic rules of nature. I want to say it's something which is unmovable. That's this Pasha. Okay, that's what Ram says. But there's an element to this Rambam, another depth of the Rambam. This is the Leshem that we started talking about last week. We spoke of a different part of the Leshem. The Leshem says, what's the idea, or really what the Rambam was telling us? I don't think he says it in the Rambam, but it's basically connects beautifully with the Rambam. This world that Kishbol created for us to get to Rambam. That's how we get there. Let me do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Korcheinu will bring us to Olam Haba. That's what we spoke about last week. You have to get to Olam Haba. There's no way out of it. You must get there. This world needs to bring you to Olam Haba. This is part of the rules of this world. Olam Hazeh brings us to Olam Haba. So if they do the Torah and the Mitzvah, so you're using Olam Haba. But based on your bicep. But if you are not doing the Torah mitzvah, so the world will have to bring you a different way. One of the ways is the Yisurim of this world. That's how you get to Olam Haba. It's not that this world suffers, but there's not a punishment over here. It's a system. This system over here, it's part of the rules of this world. I'm going to bring you to Olam Haba. That's what the world does. And if it doesn't work in the right way, so it'll work a different way. It's not only, really, if you're literal in the Rambam, you could think, Shabbat is like Ah, you didn't use it well. Ah, okay. So forget about it. So we're not going to treat you well. It's even more than that. This Torah must be the way, the pipeline to get to the Levavo. So if this world is not giving you a Levavo based on your deeds, the world is giving you a Levavo based on the suffering in this world. This is the way the Leshem explains. And this is the pshat in the suffering that Am Yisrael has in the world. The Yisurim of Am Yisrael in this world is another way for us to get to the Levavo. If we have Yisurim, we are basically going through B'chakoyset Aleichu. It's a, as the Rambam tells us, it's a rules of nature. That's how the world reacts. Moshe Shapir Zatzal spoke about this more in length and more explanation. He said this lesson when we were in Auschwitz for a visit, one of the tours. And he came to say, obviously, speaking about something like the Holocaust, so emotional, so very difficult for people to detach their emotions from the Torah we're talking about. But without going into details and into individuals, this person, why this person had to get this thing, why this person had to get this thing. Am Yisrael as a whole, whenever there's a tragedy, even the worst tragedy in the world, even when the 6 million are dying, it's another way for us to get on level. How? How's that possible? So this goes back to Rabbi Akiva. The Malachim came and said, as we say in the Piyut and Yom Kippur, they say, Zutori v'zuschara. So Gishmochu said, Shtaik, v'im lo yachzis zoyin l'toy v'voy. I'm not going to bring back the toy v'voy. What kind of answer is this? I'll bring back the toy v'voy. You're going to destroy the world because I asked you a question. So the way, there's different ways. So this morning, the Leshev says it a different way. We're not going to go into that one. But the way, the famous way is the Vilna Gaon says, Moshal Madam, I know we mentioned here a few times, Moshal to a tailor who came to the king. The king said, make me a very expensive clothing with this material. And once it's ready, the king told the tailor, how do you know? How do I know you used all the material I gave you? He says, there's no way for me to tell you unless I go to the beginning. Hey, go back to threads. I'll show you all the strings. You see now the complete thing. You're seeing it already in the middle of the process. Shmuel tells the Malachi, you want to understand where Be'akiva is the one who suffers? And how does that fit to the whole system of Yisurim in the world? You have to go back to Torah before you. You have to start from scratch. You have to start from the beginning and then go through the process and you'll see how everything works out. So we don't understand how this works this way, this works this way. When we get to Torah Abba, oh, that's what we have, a chat. That's what we understand it. That's what we have a full picture. But here we don't understand it. But we know, we believe that's what it is. The process of going through Yisurim of Am Yisrael is what this week's parasha says. In B'chukai Yisrael Yisaleichu, it's Yisrael Yishmairu. So then there'll be Yisurim in the world. It's not a punishment. It's a process for us to get to Olam Haba. And every time there's suffering of Yid, and every time Am Yisrael gets a Mako, it's another step towards Olam Haba. How could that be? Why dafka this? Why this person? How could it be such suffering? Does that make sense? We don't ask these questions. I mentioned in a clip I sent this week. This is what it's called when Aaron Akoyan saw his children dying. And the first day when everything is celebration and everything is beautiful, 40% of the crowning are gone. But you do matter. The Gemara tells us, Zvachim, there's time to talk and there's time to be silent. Eidom Iron is a time to be silent. What it basically means is, in a time of tragedy, a time of terrible things happen, there's no, now you don't come to explain it and to dwell into it and to ask the questions, the whole thing. It is a, we know it's part of the process. We don't understand the process. Shtoik. Kacholo machsho lefonai. This was, that's what Akash Boko has in mind. We know it's part of that big process. Just by the way, after this trip with Ramosha, a few months later, I was here in town, a project inspired Shabbos. People came in from all over. And they told us, they gave instructions for the host, not to go into questions in Emunah or questions in Torah. You just want to inspire. My luck is that my guest was a space engineer. His wife came to be inspired, but he had questions. He was not here to be, he wanted to know, he wanted to understand, he wanted to explain, he wanted explanations. So they start with questions. I remember the first question is, why do you need to have a Novi and a Kayin and a Melech? What was all these things? And there's some things I learned that I'm able to answer, and we go in and continue. And my wife is giving me signals from the side of the room. No, just inspiration. No questions. But he, and finally he got to, it looked like he came to that question he was willing to ask. You know? And is, where was Hashem in the Holocaust? And I told him, listen, to come and explain this and the details, impossible. But I'll tell you what my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro just told me a few months ago. And I told him this idea. Every suffering of a Yid, every suffering of Am Yisrael is a process to get to Olam Haba. We don't understand how that is possible. We don't know what it means. It's a shtoik. It's a derech of shtoik. We believe in it. It's part of that process. So then, it doesn't make things easier in terms of the emotions, but at least it gives us some framework to understand. It's not just Tam. It's not where Kadosh Baruch Hu was in the Holocaust. It's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing in the world in order for us to get to the next stage. How could that be? What such cruelty? Good question. Strike. But we know it's part of the process. Every single one. When we went through last week through this terrible, terrible tragedy, which, you know, seems to be so not fitting, what's going on in Meron, in Lag BaOmer, after a year that everybody was locked in, come out. What's going on over here? So the answer to us is shtoik. Ve'idumar. It's a time to be silent. But what we believe in is that this is also part of the process to get to Olam Haba. Every single tragedy that happens to Am Yisrael is part of a process to get there. And if we're going with that emunah, that understanding, with that belief, so then it's a shtoik. We can't accept it with, you know, the emotions don't go away. The sorrow, the tzar that we have doesn't go away. But at least we can put in a framework that we know there is something to bring us to the next stage. Bring us to the next stage. How could that be? 45 people die. 45 by the way, not that this is coming to say anything. 45 is Gematria, Odom. Odom. By Yeshua, by Yochai, he's called an Odom too. Nase Odom, Ne'emar Ba'avurecho. We say in Bar Yochai. Concept of Odom you have over here. What does that mean? What does that tell us? Why these people? These are all the straight questions. But the belief is that the Parsha of Chukais is telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not leaving us for a moment. He's bringing us to the next stage. His way, either we do it ourselves through Torah Mitzvahs, or he does it through his ways, through infinite concept of wisdom that this world is being operated in, where everything has makes sense and everything's for the good. And all we can hope for is to get to that stage soon. When we can look back, and all this will make sense, because all this will be part of that process that brought us to where we are. We should have a nechama and a yeshua of the courage.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.